Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Kirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines on this Friday. Debating, I mean, what is very serious topic, not to be taken lightly. Today is National Beer Can Appreciation Day. Beer is best in a cold can, in a cold bottle, in a cold glass, or in a red solo cup. 461 votes on our Twitter poll so far, Gator. Distant fourth, red solo cup, 4.3. Red solo cup is not getting love, but the one thing about a red solo cup is generally a red solo cup is used in some sort of festive atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It is a tailgate vessel. It is a concert vessel.
It's a keg.
It is a keg, a kegger. It's a kegger, Gator. It's a
kegger.
But it's not getting a ton of love. Cold can, 11.9% of the vote. Cold bottle, 39.5%. Cold glass, 44.3%. 248-539-9797. Tons of feedback coming in on that. And the Detroit Football Lions from an unnamed texter. I love the resealable Budweiser aluminum cans. Oh, boy. And read this whole thing beforehand. Maybe should have screened this one. I love the resealable Budweiser aluminum cans as travelers. If I was drinking, I can seal it back up in the case. So if I get pulled over, I don't have an open container in the car.
Jeez.
I don't think that counts, by the way. You're still going to get in trouble.
I think so, as you should. The tall aluminum cans are great for recycling, too. Cap it back up. Not all sticky. That's from Kevin at Galliano's. Doug, I thought you were going to lose it when Gator said he takes it in the can.
I didn't say
he
I
didn't
did
say
it.
He takes it in
I
the can.
I said I love it in the can.
Yeah, but that's a big difference.
Totally different.
Did I almost laugh? Did I laugh anyway? Oh, yes. The inner junior high locker room in me giggled.
Yeah, no, this is exit only here.
I put my bottle or can in the freezer for about 15 minutes before drinking, and that's from Dave and Canton.
It's a long time, man.
I do the same.
But they're already in there, though, right?
Well, I have no problem with cold glass out of the freezer. Put a bottle or can in there for a good 10, 15 minutes. I mean, ice cold. I mean, Twin Peaks with their 29 degrees thing. But I swear to God, the colder the better as far as I'm concerned.
You've definitely forgotten a beer or two, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is it that big of a deal?
It's not big of a deal, but it's preferred. I like that.
How does the other side live, Gator?
I don't know.
I own a freezer.
I don't know.
It's no different than you. You own a freezer.
I just drink beer as it comes, Doug.
Do you have a freezer?
Yeah, a Sub-Zero commercial grade.
Can't hide money.
My freezer has like frozen vegetables, some chicken, maybe some pizza.
Here we go.
Doug's got a whole separate freezer just for beer mugs.
Yep, just for beer mugs.
Yes,
just
that's
for
what chilled it is. Beer mugs. The beer mugs are made out of crystal. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Stop bragging, dude.
Yeah, easy, dude.
From an unnamed texter, here's the can't hide money text of the day. I got a Yeti mug for Christmas. Changed my beer drinking life. Beer stays ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I've never once thought. When I look at a Yeti mug and I see the price tag, I bet it's worth it. I haven't thought that once.
People that have them swear by them, though,
do
Doug.
They? Is this guy?
You get what you pay for type thing. That's what they say. And I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. But every single year when Christmas rolls around, I swear to God, I Yeti mugs. And I'm like, and every time I look at the price tag, I get sticker shock. Like it's a mug. It's a $50 mug.
I have friends that swear by them.
It's a $500 cooler.
The cooler might be over the top, but I mean, you let us know how it works out, Doug. You do.
I have no Yetis, and I don't envision one in the future. Frosted mug. Now I know that will be classified by most as the same as a regular glass, but the handle takes it to a different level. More control of the mug, and most importantly, you get the feeling of the first men, the Vikings of the North, etc. That's from Brett and Warren.
Say, how do you feel about that, Doug?
A goblet, a frozen glass goblet? Oh, it sounds great.
No, but he's saying the handle is a big deal.
I don't know that it's a big deal, but I'm not anti-handle. I'm not anti-goblet.
But you know how you, like, if you order Gator, you like root beer floats, right?
Yes. Me?
No, Gator. I was asking Gator. Right.
Yeah.
It always comes in the mug with the handle.
Yeah.
It never comes in just a frosted, like, pint glass.
True.
Is there a reason for that?
I think it's because it's root beer, and they want you to make it feel like it's beer, so it comes in a mug.
But like that texter said, there's a difference to him. He prefers the control. To him, there's a difference between a mug and a glass. Like, he prefers the mug.
And then it's fine. Do you notice a difference?
I don't notice a difference, but now that I think about it, I would rather prefer a mug, I guess. There is a control factor there.
Travis and Wixom, I upgraded from cold glass to Yeti cup. Same as glass, just keeps it colder longer than the glass. The Yeti crowd is being heard from. I have a bar in my basement with a kegerator, so I usually use the red solo cup. That's from Rick in Livonia. In order, bottle, chilled glass, can. It's from Robert and the Thumb. It's okay. Also a question for the large jar. Oh, the big old tub of pretzels. Question of the day.
Oh, okay.
We are executing the question right now, so I don't know that it goes in the tub of pretzels.
I did get a lot of good suggestions, though, so it's going to be refilled
when we did
eventually.
That? Yeah. Nice. Okay, good.
Like that.
Gator, it's pretty wild. You just said you don't think the Stafford injury isn't that severe when he's broken bones in his back. He has broken bones in back-to-back seasons. If anything, I trust Tua's hip will be more reliable than Stafford's back.
I guess it's because of what I've heard people say about the back injury. I'd be concerned if it was like a herniated disc and he needed surgery and you're talking, you know, 6 months of rehab and is it nagging? This seems like an injury that kind of is left to heal itself over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's why I'm not terribly concerned about it. I have concerns, but not as many as I do about the Tua hip thing. And I guess because you hear, whenever you hear a comparison with like Bo Jackson,
yep,
you start to freak out a little bit. And yes. And I hope nothing but the best for Tua. I hope to God that Tua comes out in a month or two and he's throwing the football rounds, feeling no pains, looking great. And doctors have cleared him and said, yeah, no, this worked out perfectly for him. He'll be ready to take part in practice in May in minicamps.
248-539-9797. Let's go to David in Farmington. What's up, David?
Hey, brother. I don't do this often, but I'm calling up to sing the praise of the Yeti.
Oh, wow.
It is huge. I work outside, and I also like to ice fish a lot. I can pour a cup of coffee in a Yeti, take that out on the ice or outside in any kind of weather, and still have hot coffee at noon. They are the bomb.
I mean, I'm not going to doubt you. Your experiences are probably accurate. I struggle with the.
Well, every now and then you can catch them a little bit off on ace. Yeah, you know, like instead of $30 or $25, they're worth every dime.
We're getting a lot of this text coming in, Doug. David's not the only one.
The people love their Yetis. Brian in Ann Arbor, you're next. What's up, Brian?
Look, man, so my wife got me a Yeti, like, in the early fall, and I thought the same thing. I was like, really? You just spent this much on a coffee mug? Like, you are out of your mind.
Yeah.
But I have been converted. Like, it almost, the only drawback is it, like, ruins you from any other mug. Like, I'm not even making this up. When you pour your coffee into it, it'll be too hot to, like, gulp for the first half hour to 40 minutes. It stays.
It's too good.
I have poured...
It's too sexy.
Coffee into it and had like half a cup still left and gone into an appointment in the winter, like in a 10-degree day, you know, early in the year when we had a couple of cold days, and come out 2 hours later and the coffee is still drinkably warm and it was left in my car. Like, I'm not making this up. Like,
true story.
There's no going back, though. That's the only thing you have to be concerned about. There's no going back.
Just
once you cross into the dark side, you've done it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's like high-definition television, Doug. Well, can't go back.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. Once you go high-def.
We had a white elephant Christmas party with all our friends this year, and I was lucky enough to pull out a Yeti.
All your friends?
A lot of friends. Not the closest ones, because otherwise you guys would have been there.
Oh, so wait a sec. You're a Yeti owner?
Well, let me finish the story.
All right.
Immediately stolen, then immediately stolen from that person. You only get two steals. That second person was pissed. It got stolen twice. Tried to offer cash for them not to steal it. The Yeti is real.
I love when people get pissed at white elephant parties. It's great.
Sure you don't want this scarf?
Come on, man.
I had it. It's a scarf.
And then you got the one who picks first and ends up having the chance at the end of the whole thing to trump everybody. Yep. They walk around and everybody's like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I'd like your gift, please.
Oh! But the scarf. It's a scarf.
The best is trying to sell the stuff you don't want. Right. Like, man, I hope no one steals this scarf from me.
Come on, your kids would love this.
Is that really Egyptian thread?
This is 1,500 pieces. This is a great puzzle. Come on. Think of the hours of enjoyment you and your family can have. It's a honeycomb. Come on.
I mean, it's no scarf.
No.
248-539-9797. There's a good word.
Scarf?
Yeah.
How many scarves do you own?
One. Did I buy it by myself?
Of course not. No guy does that. But what was the last time you used it?
I think I break it out about once a year.
Once a year?
It goes in the Christmas church costume, right?
Right, right, right. Exactly.
We're going somewhere nice. Do I need my scarf?
Right. Do I have to wear like a really nice overcoat? Then okay, here we go.
Where's my scarf?
Yeah. How many overcoats do you have?
You know what's funny? Two. But what's funny about that is you're like, oh, hey, yeah, I got that scarf. I should get the scarf.
I think I have like six scarves, and I swear three of them are the same.
Hey, can't hide money. You never know what button you're going to press. Nonstop, they're coming in.
Dude, that's about 4-1 NFL draft compared to Yeti text. Four times the Yeti text than there is the NFL draft.
Right. Wow.
People are freaking out about the Yeti, selling the Yeti hard.
And they're basically 95% positive.
Really?
On the Yeti, yeah.
A friend had a Yeti cooler, took it to a concert, opened it at home 5 days later, still had ice in it.
Wow. I think it's like becoming urban legends now, right?
Well, yep, absolutely.
The other thing, part of me is this really necessary?
My grandfather was buried with a Yeti tumbler. We had to exhume the body 5 years later. That scotch was still ice cold.
A little too cold, actually.
I mean, come on. It's just going to be urban myths with the Yeti cooler.
We buried him with a Yeti coffee, and it burnt my lip the first time he tasted it.
Right, right. You know, actually, it's funny.
I'd like to hold other topic. Would you drink coffin coffee?
For science purposes, why not?
We need Mythbusters on this.
Yeah. Right. You know, the Avengers used a Yeti cooler to save the world when one of the Infinity Stones started to get warmer and warmer. All they did was pack it in ice. Oh. Save the world for the next 15 years.
Took my Yeti cooler to Faster Horses Festival, and after 4 days in 95-degree weather, there was still ice left in it at the end. So Brandon in Ortonville.
4 days of mid-90s, man.
Is this how we stop global warming? Is we just pack the poles, the North and South Poles, and Yetis? It'll slow down the melting of the icebergs?
Somebody just sent us a message on Facebook saying RTIC is the same type of product as Yeti for half the price.
Yeah, and you should see their tagline, too. Or their what they use. It's called overbuilt but not overpriced. So they're totally taking a shot at Yeti.
Dennis the painter. Yeti. Drank Jack and Coke. Passed out. Go to work. Come home. Still has ice cubes in it. Dude. 18 hours later.
Doug, honestly, I think this is one of those things that if you don't own one, you talk crap about it. Then you get one, you're like, oh my God, it's real. This is real.
You know what it reminds me of? It kind of does remind me. You brought up the HDTV, and I remember saying, I can't watch hockey anymore on anything but HDTV.
Right.
And Gator was kind of mocking me. I mean, this is a decade ago. And then Gator got the HDTV. He's like, how do we watch hockey before
How
this?
Did I watch television before any of this?
Yeti's worth it. Saves you money by keeping your coffee warm, your beers cold for hours. Wise up, Dougie. From Becca. Yeti's worth it. $25 coffee mug keeps my coffee so hot, and the $25 steamless wine glass keeps my whiskey sours cold while tailgating. They are so worth it. Get one, Doug. Get an off-brand Yeti. They're just as good. It's from an unnamed texter. The Yeti mug is for chicks, and they're spritzers and wine coolers. any guy using a Yeti mug needs their man card revoked because it should not take that long to drink a beer. Copyright on Yeti mug has expired. Plenty of mugs starting at $9. Same results.
You know, some people put a bottle of like Jägermeister in the freezer.
Yeah.
Or a bottle of vodka in the freezer.
Yeah.
You no longer have to do that. You just get a big Yeti. You just pour it right into the Yeti.
Beer in my Yeti is the title of my last summer. I would never pay for a Yeti, but I got one at work as a gift. It's pretty effing awesome. Guys, a Yeti's legit. I started with a large cup and since moved on to the larger chest. I go camping and it keeps ice for 6 to 8 days. It's crazy. I never run out of cold food or drinks. The bad is the cooler costs like $400, but it's worth it. That's from Sean. 248-539-9797. Steven is on a cell and he's next. Hi, Steven.
How you guys doing today?
Great.
Well, so my girlfriend is a Yeti freak. Like she has like six cups of all different colors. And then she got the cooler for her birthday. But I found a better brand that is kind of more manly, I guess you'd say, for some of these guys that are texting in.
Yeah.
And it's called Ice Shaker. Rob Gronkowski is part owner of the company. I find it way better than a Yeti.
So you know it's good. If
you want to look into that, go look into that. I use it for working out. It has a silent shaker in there. It also has a spot where you can keep fruits and all that for fruit water, and the fruits aren't actually in the water.
Hmm. I mean, if it's Gronk approved.
Don't you, Gronk approved.
Wait a sec. Don't you want the fruit in the water?
See, I'm not a big fruit water drinker, so I don't know.
So why would you have a place to put fruit in water, but it keeps the fruit out of the water?
I didn't design the cup.
I mean, does that make any sense?
None.
Like I've got lemon in my water right now.
This is great. It keeps the mac and cheese separate. So when you just want the mac.
So your cheese doesn't get on your mac when you're making mac and cheese.
I could just not add the cheese. I could have the glass of water and not add the fruit.
Isn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
Yes.
All right. So we get to this. Let me follow through. Antonio Brown turned himself in this morning. Brown will be allowed to leave jail. The judge set bond for his burglary with the battery charges, according to TMZ, at $100,000. But said AB will have a lot of stipulations upon his release. Get this. Judge ordered Brown to be required to wear a GPS monitor once he's out, so he's going to be tethered. She also ordered Brown must relinquish his firearms, have no contact with the alleged victim, and surrender his passport. And perhaps most notable, the judge also ordered Brown must undergo a mental health evaluation and abide by all the ensuing recommendations. The judge ruled that the evaluation must take place within 10 days of his release.
I think
I don't know about the tether, if it's really necessary or taking his passport. I guess they think of him as a flight risk. But at the end of the day, yeah, the mental evaluation's a good thing.
Nothing about social media, huh? Staying off social media?
Nothing about that, no. Okay. You think I should be part of it?
A little surprised it wasn't, but yeah.
Okay.
But yep. It's a considerably different amount. I mean, his bail is $100,000 and he's got all these stipulations. His trainer, I believe his bail was set at $20,000 and it had some other stipulations.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.